We could sing that 100 different ways and never exhaust how great our God is. I said, how great our God is.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Psalm 143. Psalm 143. I'm going to continue on this series on dealing with our mind and our emotions. And I want to ask you, how many ever came to a place where you were in great stress and distress? Amen. Okay. How many ever had a time where it's like, Lord, God, I just need you. And it was a call out of desperation. Let me see your hand. How many ever felt that pressure of like, it's got to change, or Lord, I'm in anxiety, or there's something going on, or how many ever had your blood pressure go up, or your heart rate's there, or you lose some sleep? Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah. Amen. How many ever got so wired up that you were dead tired, but then you were wide awake, yeah, and you went through that? Anybody here? Well, David has those experiences too. I'm going to cover two of those. One of those tonight, the other one on Sunday. And in this portion of Scripture, David's in distress. But he's going to have some keys on getting victory in his heart and his mind. And I really believe that stress and distress, it's a physical thing. It causes anxiety and misery. Sometimes it's a mental strain or a physical strain. Do you know your body responds to what's going on? That's why Jesus, when he died on the cross, he gave of his life. That he knew that physical strain would be upon. That's by his stripes we're healed. I mean, I'm thankful our Savior experienced everything we could ever experience. Our body was never designed for sin. But yet we've all sinned and fallen short. Our body was designed for righteousness. You know, what's kind of cool is that God had a fruit that you could live forever. How many of those they could eat of the tree of life? In fact, it was so powerful that Adam and Eve could have ate and lived in sin forever. But he banished them from that tree. But that tree is still real. When I think of that, I'm overwhelmed that God could create a fruit that could take care of every nutrient you'd ever need. Amen. Isn't that cool? Yeah. It's awesome to realize that, hey, Jesus knows what he's doing. So in our lives, when we have a lot of stress, it ages us. How many agree with me there? Yes. How many knows you can add a few years and a few miles to your body by going through some of this? Yes. And the truth is that as you continue in that, if you continue, how many knows that bitterness can set in? Yes. Amen? I don't believe you're born bitter. It's a process. Oh, you're hearing me here. But the truth is that that's a reality. I want to have victory in every area and every realm of my life. In Psalm 143 verse 1 says, hear my prayer, O God, and give ear to my supplication in your faithfulness. Answer me in your righteousness. How many knows he's calling out to God? When we get to verse 9, he's going to say, deliver me, God, from my enemies. I hide to you. In this portion of Scripture, David's requesting 16 different times. He's asking God to answer him. There's 20 reasons for his request if you really break this down, but I don't have time to go through all of those. When I look at this, he's remembering. Look at verse 5. I remember the days of old, and I meditate on all your works. I muse upon the work of your hands. We also need to realize what God's done before, he'll do again.
Amen.
See, we need to take the word just past printed page and apply it to our lives. Words are powerful. And when you have the faith in God's word and you speak that accordingly and you believe it, how many of those things happen?
Amen.
How many of those Jesus lived by the word of God? Man shall not live by just food alone, bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I believe the church as a whole needs to get back to biblical things and start to speak those things. Now, I was born, television was out, but it was black and white when I was a kid.
Amen.
Okay? There was the rotary dials. And then when they got fancy, then they had two dials. They had the ones on the super high numbers and the low numbers. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about? How many remember the rabbit ears? And then every single television had aluminum foil on there because somehow that added a little bit to the reception. You'd bend it over this way. No, turn it this way. Amen? I remember when the remotes came out, it was like the greatest thing on planet Earth. Wow, you could actually change it. But back then, there was 247, and you got a Canadian station on 9, and then you got 50, all right? Now, when I was a kid, I had an AM radio. Oh, my gosh, you must be ancient. And there was a few stations. Many of them were just talk, but then they had CKLW. All right, now I'm giving a little nostalgia coming back here. And all of a sudden, on AM, you actually had a little bit of music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? What God says, hear me, Lord, I remember from days of old. You need to stir up some of those remembrances. Because you know what? Stress and distress will come your way. But you got to get victory there. There is power in remembering. Remember some good times in your life. Oh, come on. How many of us, it's good to laugh. It's good to remember. My wife and I went to an antique store the other day, and what I played with as a kid now is considered antique. Now, I'm not that old. I'm not old as Pastor Galena, but listen. Bob's birthday's tomorrow, Bob. You're going to be how old?
A lot older than me.
Brother, I hope I look as good as him at 70. I'm telling you. Dude, 70s. Yeah, there you go. All right. But I looked the other day, what I played with as a kid is like, it's an antique. I had one of those as a kid. How many was some of the stuff you had you just stored in the attic? Amen? A lot of it's worth a lot of dough now. But he says, I remember. I remember, oh God. Those things are powerful. I meditate on some of your works. See, we need to start applying the word and say, you know what? I'm going to deal with stress and distress. I'm going to meditate on all his works. Can I think of something to praise him about? Can I think about a testimony that someone else had? Can I have a flashback of when God did something great? Amen. David's saying, listen to me. I'm in this situation and I'm in great stress, but I remember.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you get so hurt that you can't remember anything. How many ever had a mental block and you're just kind of walking in a big fog? Oh, I'm the only one in here? How many of sometimes it's so captivating? David's saying, listen to me, your mind still needs to be clear even if you're going through some stuff. We need to have that as a goal because that's where the enemy starts to trounce. He starts to take that area and work within us. When I look today, a lot of people are just stressed out. And more than ever, there's a lot of road rage today.
Amen.
The other day, my wife and I were in the, we were going, there was a two-lane each way. And then they had the median area where you can turn, you know. And this guy was passing everybody in that turn lane. And there was plenty of room to go. But he was just passing everybody. He'd come up to a car and passing that. Come up to, I'm thinking, man, talk about ready for an accident. How many knows you can get stressed out in traffic?
Amen.
Like if you ever go up 96 to 23 or 96 to 275 or 696, it's like a bottleneck. It's like, oh, Lord, help me. Amen?
Amen.
And then when they do traffic, cuts the lanes down, how many knows that adds to it too? When it comes to a spiritual man, we need to perceive that God's doing something. But we need to be sensitive to take the proper steps for victory. See, there's a lot to think about when you're going through stuff, but my mind starts to scatter. And all of a sudden, a million thoughts begin to enter in. All of us in here need to know that we have a weakness. None of us are invincible. David's starting to look, he was a mighty warrior, but now he's faced with situations, Lord, I need your help. That's what I appreciate about him. He was still real, even though, hey, he blew it too. But he looked and says, God is my source and my strength. Shouldn't that be the end of our life? That God is my source and strength. Amen? It's okay to go hiding if you hide in the King. Amen? Past failures should teach us that we shouldn't trust our own strength. Amen? Listen, when we start to go through situations, we need to think ahead. How many of your family ever told that? You need to think. Yeah. You need to think before you act.
Yeah.
Anybody ever have that said to you?
Oh, yeah.
How many here had to take out the trash? Praise the Lord for you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, still do. How many of you ever forgot a chore and then you got busted for it? You forgot to do this. How many had a family that would follow up to make sure you did that? Now, who got an allowance growing up? How much did you get? A dollar? She got too much? I didn't get that much. I got like a nickel and a dime and a quarter. And it wasn't a whole lot. But back then, you could buy bubble gum for a whole lot for 25 cents. Amen? There you go. But we have to look at our life and say, don't let things overtake us. If God is a God of the now, then I need the help now. Then I need to position myself where I can start to receive. Because when you go see the doctor, there are certain things that they want you to do. How many knows they're going to put the cuff on you? They're going to stand you on the scale. They're going to do certain prelim things before you see really anyone, unless your arm's falling off. All right? You can kind of bypass that. I had one time I was helping my brother move, and I got, I don't know, 14 or 15 stitches across these veins right here. And I came in, and it's like I was all bandaged up, and they're like, well, what's the injury? I cut my hand. And they're like, well, just fill this out, sit over there, and we'll be right with you. Well, I only had like a little gauze. I said, you know what? I don't think I could wait for that. I opened it up, and the nurse goes, oh, okay, come right on back, all right? We'll get you right in. And they did. But I don't want things to get to critical mass before I'm looking to get checked up. Are you with me? I need to be able to communicate to the prince of the king, the great physician, here's my problem. How many of those, they'll ask you questions. What hurts? What are your symptoms? Well, God, I'm stressed out. How many of those, we can cut through a whole lot of stuff by being honest? Instead of dealing with ourselves and running around and then all of a sudden coming back to the great physician, let's just get it out there.
Amen.
Amen? What if he lays his hands on you and says, you know what? I know why you're here. It's going to be okay. Amen. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I really feel every doctor and nurse needs to have an etiquette like that. Now, there's some great nurses and doctors. Don't get me wrong. But I've had some people, and Pastor Galena and I were there one time, where the person comes in, you're going to die, and that's just it. How many of those, that was really difficult for the mom and daughter that were there and the other daughter's dying? Couldn't you have a little bit of tact to you? Oh my gosh.
Amen.
You're trying to comfort that. Nope, you're going to die. It's too bad. That's the way it is. Make plans. And then go see somebody else. Come on.
Amen, brother.
All of us here need to find ourselves with God in comfort. There needs to be a solid confidence. Look at verse 9, Psalm 143, 9. Deliver me, O God, from my enemies. I flee to you to hide me. Notice he's saying, Lord, deliver me. God, I'm standing with you. I need your help. I'm coming to you. I need to have a solid confidence. That goes past my mind wandering and worrying. You can't beat stress with stress. They don't duke it out. But a quiet confidence can come over that.
Amen?
Amen? And there's no greater comfort than having the Lord be able to speak to you. True?
Amen.
Say, hey, it's going to be okay. Regardless of what they're saying, I'm with you. I mean, that's great comfort. I mean, you can just like, okay, cool. And now you're just waiting for the rest of them to agree with it.
Yeah.
Amen? I love that. God will be with you. When God speaks that, but there's a solid confidence. We can't have that wane. He's saying, deliver me, O God. I hide in thee. Listen, there's safety in God. If you're going to run, run only to him.
Amen.
Run to him and say, Lord, I'm going to hang right with you.
Yeah.
I love this. When I'm not feeling well, I try to get as close as I can to the Lord.
Amen.
You want to know why? I've learned this. He ain't going to allow sickness to hang there too long.
Amen.
And since he's not sick, somebody's going to get healed. Oh, you're hearing the word here. It works for me. I don't deny the sickness. I recognize it. I confess he's my healer and I run to Jesus.
Amen?
Amen? It isn't meant, I'm not sick. You are sick. Lord, I'm sick and I need healing. That's not a negative confession. That's an honest one. But the closer you get to him, how many knows he can do something great?
Amen.
Now, when the doctor says to you, hey, you need this or you've got to take this, it always comes down to a prescription. Unless they're doing some surgery and removing something, they're trying to contain whatever virus it is, trying to give you an antibiotic to come against it and pain to relieve it. True?
Right.
So their symptoms, they're trying to treat those things. Well, Lord, what do I need in stress and distress? Right? I need peace. I need assurance. I need a sound mind. Then think about what you need. Amen? You're not going to take a prescription for somebody else. At least you shouldn't. And I know we have a lot of that going on today with all the... Amen. But the truth is, Lord, here's my prescription. What if God has a remedy for our problems? Give me that prescription.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, it can lessen the pain. It can lessen the active faith must be there. Yeah. David ran to God. He wasn't passive. He aroused himself. Sometimes we got to wake ourselves up. Sometimes we got to look at our thinking and say, you're not going to think like this. What are you doing? Stop it. Have somebody great in your life say, man, don't be thinking like that. That's foolish. Stop it.
Right.
Or we don't have anybody that close to us can do that. Come on. How many knows we need somebody sometimes to say, hey, a swift kick in the butt does more than some praise sometimes.
Amen.
Come on. David was direct. He was speedy. And he was eager. Look at Psalm 143, verse 10. Look at his next prayer. Teach me to do your will. For you are God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For righteousness' sake. Bring back my soul out of trouble. Notice his confession here is, Lord, hey, I'm going to do something. Wake me. Change me. Shake me. Help me.
Amen.
God's going to give you an answer. Sometimes we wallow in self-pity and all this when we could have victory right here.
Amen.
Let's not get to the place where it's critical mass. But no, the help comes from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I've endured something greater than this. This is going to be no problem. Lord, teach me. Character built in me. I can't say you're not going to have some stress or some distress come your way. But I'm here to tell you, you can have victory in every bit of it.
Amen.
That nothing can overcome you.
Yes.
Come on. You may take some blows, some shots. You may be laying flat on your back, but you can always get up.
Yes.
Amen? How about this next time you're all stressed out? Lord, teach me. Notice that's a different heart. It's not like, oh, Lord, what are you doing? Oh, Lord, no, teach me. Teach me, oh God. Help me. I'm going to be quick to move in this area. Your spirit is, somebody say good. Never blame God for what is evil.
Amen.
Because that's a prayer that's totally wrong. It's never his fault.
Never.
There is no shadow of turning. There is no darkness in it at all. He is only good. We are the ones that messed it up.
Amen.
And it's amazing we're even here after so many thousand years of sin. We're still around.
Amen.
I mean, that's a miracle in itself. You can see how awesome Adam and Eve's bodies were before sin.
Yes.
Man, that we can endure what we're enduring a few thousand years later. But God's always good. You need to quote that because the devil will try to make God seem like something he's not. Try to blame him in his character.
Yes.
Well, God doesn't love you. Or this, he's trying to make you holy, so he's putting sickness upon you.
Oh.
Well, if that was the case, give me a double dose. It makes no sense. Sometimes we try to justify. God is good. If you're going through something, God knows it. He will help you. But you have to ask. You have to seek it out. What's the great physician? Amen?
Amen.
Come on. I mean, God's good. David ran to God. He wasn't passive. He was direct. He was speedy. He was eager. We also need to be the same. When it's like this, teach me to do your will, it means strengthen me, quicken me. Now, if God is our hiding place, Psalm 17, verse 8,
He hides us under the shadow. It's like a chicken under there saying, man, I'm in that place. I'm comfortable. Have you ever had a down-filled pillow before?
Amen.
Or a down-filled jacket? How many of those, they're actually pretty warm and pretty soft. Now, when I was in Germany, my mom says, you got to bring this pillow back with you. It was this down kind of pillow, but it was the most comfortable. It was like a half a bed pillow. It was huge. It was like 4 feet by 5 feet. And it was the softest thing you ever want to sleep on in life. And I'm like, how can I get this home? And my mother says, listen to me. When you go to pack it, take all the air out of it and roll it as tight as you can, and you can fit it in a small carry-on. And I'm like, there's no way. I looked at it. How is this ever going to fit? Well, one evening, everyone was asleep. I began to fold it real slow. And I compacted it down into this big and got it home. Amen? Thought I'd never get it home.
Amen.
And when I unfolded it, it was like, wow, is this thing ever going to pop back in shape? And then little by little, it began to spring out. And soon it was the full size again. I mean, the Lord knows how to hide us.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to be crammed in under his arm. Oh, come on. How many know he has big arms? But we need to be in that place where, like, Lord, just wrap it around me that all I can feel is you in this situation. Sometimes we're like trying to figure it all out when I'm just going to hide with you. The only thing I want you to do is peek through the feathers. I've never seen a little chick do that, just come out under its mom's feet. And little penguins do that all the time. How many know that's a good place to be? I'm not coming out. It's warm, it's comfortable, and I'm sheltered here. And it doesn't matter what's going on. If it rains, he's going to get wet. I'm not going to get wet. The fire comes, he's going to get burnt, not me.
Amen.
I'm going to get that close.
Yeah.
But what does stress do? It drives us totally away from that.
Yeah.
I ain't going there. I can't go there. I just can't go there. Man, I got this going on. I got this going on. This is going on. That's going on. I can't do this. I got this. I can't sleep. I can't do anything. I can't. And the last place we do is stop and get under the wing.
Amen.
There's victory there. We're talking a mighty warrior. David is not ashamed to find God as his hiding place.
Right.
Should we also?
Right.
Well, it sounds pretty basic, but how many of us, we all need to do it. Is there anything more comfortable than being under God's wing of protection? Amen?
Amen.
How many knows when you're that close, he can give you everything you need? Oh, I can preach this. Many times birds are fed like this. Or we lay it in a trough and they come and pick it out. But when you have something close, you actually can feed it right from your hand and they'll just peck it out. Amen?
Amen.
It's like you determine how close you're going to get.
That's right.
Well, determine how close you're going to get. I'm going to get really close. Amen?
Yes.
He can pull all my little things out. He can unmat my hair. He can take the burrs out. Psalm 91, verse 4. You shall cover me with your feathers, and under your wings shall I trust. His truth shall be a shield and a buckler. Even over Jerusalem in Matthew 23, verse 37, he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you. How often would I have gathered you like chickens under my wings, but you would not.
Amen.
God wants us that close.
Right.
He wants us under his arm in protection. If I'm there, how many knows that's great comfort?
Yeah.
Now, I've been in the hospital many times for various reasons, most of my own. And I've had some doctors come in and actually sit on my bed, and they didn't have 20 others stacked up because I understand they're busy. And I had a great conversation with them. He goes, you know what? I got time here. Let's just talk. How's things going? Ask me about a whole bunch of stuff. And while he's doing that, he was treating one of my wounds. So you know what? I'm going to take care of this. Every day this week, I'll come in and dress your wounds. I said, this nurse is for... He goes, no, I'm going to do it. He made a personal thing with me.
Amen?
And every day he sat down.
And you know what? It was a great time, even though it's a place no one wants to be. True? You want to be home. You want to be out of there. But it made it better. What if God says, I will always do that for you? I will make it better.
Amen.
How many knows the doctor could have sat on the bed and I could have shut down?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
I could have had an attitude. How many ever get grumpy when you're in pain?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. How many know sometimes it affects you? You can have a little attitude. That's why nurses, I've seen them get thick skin sometimes. Ah, they're just a little grumpy right now. They'll be okay.
Yeah.
Amen? But the truth is that, Lord, I want to have the right attitude even in the midst of this thing. If I'm desperate for God, it changes where I'm at. I hope you're enjoying tonight.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I got a few things to deal with when you're dealing with stress. Number one, remember. Say remember.
Remember,
remember the days of old that if God's delivered you from there, He'll deliver you again. Psalm 147, verse 5. Great is our God, and great is His power. His understanding is infinite. Let me speak that over my situation. Great is His power. Great is His power. Come on. Great is our Lord, and His understanding is infinite. He has the answer for my problem. He can call it up and make it right. Then, Lord, I'm not designed for stress or distress. So, Lord, I'm not going to walk in this in Jesus' name. Amen? I'm going to grab a hold of that and say, nope, I can't handle that. It will cause me great harm to walk in this. It doesn't change the situation I'm in, but it helps me in it.
Yeah.
I want help in it. And I've learned this, that everything is temporary. Sooner or later, that's going to go. In Psalm 34, verses 4 through 6, if you're taking notes, I sought the Lord and He heard me and He delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him. I love this. And they were enlightened and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Lord, help me, Lord God. And I love this. It says all his trouble. God forgave us all our sins. Then, Lord, you're going to help me with this. And if I face something tomorrow, you're going to help me with that all. He's a God of all. Amen? When I remember, come on, remember good things. Remember good things. This afternoon, we met with Ruth, older Ruth. She's 92 now, 92. Thank you, Jesus. Her granddaughter was there. And we got a tag, and her granddaughter's 30 now. And I said, really? You're 30? My gosh. And I said, well, what are you up to? She says, you know what? I'm helping out doing a youth camp.
Amen.
I said, that's so cool. She goes, I remember that somebody did it for me when I was younger, and I want to do it for somebody else now.
Amen.
She remembered what God did for her then to do it now. There's power in that remembrance. Secondly, start to meditate. Meditate on His works. In Psalm 143, verse 5, I meditate upon all your works. I'm going to put mental thought to what's going on, not just my stress situation. We have that capacity. God says the mind of Christ can be in you. And how vast is that? How vast is the mind of Christ? It makes you smarter than normal. Christians should be bright. In fact, the matter is you're really brilliant if you accept Jesus as your Savior. Amen? Come on, is this good?
Amen.
Number three, we need to think about what He has made. You know what He's made? Verse 5. I muse upon the work of your hands. How many ever looked up and saw the sky?
Yeah.
How many, it's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
Maybe you've had a chance to see the Grand Canyon or see some place that's beautiful. There's a lot of places on planet Earth that are pretty awesome.
Amen.
I really mean that. There's some beautiful places, more than just Michigan, unless you go up north. Amen. Get out of the city once in a while. Amen. My wife and I were a couple years ago, we're up north, and we saw a moose. A moose in Michigan. I've only saw one in my whole life, but we saw a moose in Michigan. We pulled over, and he was eating off a tree. Big old hunk of thing. He was way up there, about 8 feet, just chewing on a tree, pulling down some leaves. Stopped the car. That's cool. Amen. Hope you don't get hit by a car. But it was cool. Come on.
Amen,
I think about your works. Yeah. What about you? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm not designed for this stress. Come on. It ages me too fast.
Right.
To deal with our stress, we need to stretch out our hands in prayer. Oh, that sounds pretty basic. But in Psalm 143, verse 6, I stretch out my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee, after a thirsty land. It's like this, Lord, I'm going to get intimate with you. And my body's going to respond. I'm going to reach out for help to you. You need to close your eyes and give him the best hug you've ever gave. Amen? Now here I chuckle. I'm going to share this about my wife. She's looking at me. She got the head turned like, what are you going to say? Last night, she went to bed a little earlier than I did. And in bed, she was just worshiping. She had her hands up like this. Lord, I just love you. I appreciate you. Well, then she drifted off to sleep. So when she drifted off to sleep, her hands went back like this. So I walked in. Look, she got the surrender position. You know, it was pretty funny. I said, what were you doing? She goes, I was just worshiping. I must have fell asleep, left my hands up. Amen?
Amen.
How many of us, that's cool, though?
Amen.
The Lord will receive that. Can we have that intimate time with him? My intimacy with God will drive out my stress. Come on, there's no room for both.
Right.
All of us here need to have a time of worship. Lord, that's pushing away everybody else, and it's me and God alone. Have that time, whether it's in your car, a place in your house. There's got to be a place where you and God can get intimate and walk in that intimacy.
Amen.
That's good preaching. There should be 1,000 amens with that. Because we can be saved and not intimate with God.
Right.
And if you want revival to happen, new converts come because the church is intimate with the King. First of all, he heals the womb. No, let me back up. First of all, he matures the bride. Then he heals the womb. And then he brings forth something new. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many want to deal with some stress? Amen. Look at verse 6, Psalm 143, verse 6. It says, I stretch forth my hand unto you, my soul thirst. Somebody say thirst. Thirst after thee in a thirsty land. We need to start thirsting for righteousness. A thirsty land will drink all that it rain can give it. Our soul can take all that the Lord can give. But I've learned this, we can't hold it long. We leak. We're in an imperfect vessel. You can get filled with the Spirit today and tonight, but you need to get refilled tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
If you had a perfect vessel, you retain all of it, but you leak like I do. Our gas tanks go down. And unless you fill it up, I'm here to say you're half empty or almost empty.
Amen.
Just a few years ago, gas almost got up to $4 a gallon. That was a big ripoff, too. You know what? There was the same amount of oil still in the land. Oh, I can preach that. Do you know there's not an oil problem? There really isn't. We go down that land. Amen. To deal with stress, we need to lift the burden to the Lord. We need to get it off our hearts. In Psalm 143, verse 8, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For in you I do trust. Cause me to know your ways that I should walk. I lift up my soul to you. I'm going to unburden my heart to you, Lord. Ladies, sometimes you feel better by talking about it, don't you? Okay, three of you. Amen? Kim, do you feel better? Ruth? How many of you just talked about it? Do you feel a little bit better? How many of you just, like, you don't want it to solve? My wife doesn't want me to solve her problems. She just wants me to listen.
Amen.
Now, I'm a solver, so I'm already at the end of the road. I've already fixed it for you, but now I'll ride it out. Oh, nobody knows what I'm talking about. But the truth is that we have to walk it through. I'm going to unburden my heart. If I unburden my heart, then I've shared all my intimate things. We bottle it up, we get more stressful. And then we get desperate to share. And then sometimes when we're desperate to share, somebody doesn't want to listen. Oh, I'm preaching now. And then we get more frustrated because now you can't unload what you have. I mean, we don't need to get into a desperate state. Lord, I'm going to talk to you. Amen? Before you lay it on everyone else, make sure you lay it on the Lord. Get your comfort there first, and then share with somebody who's close to you. Then unburden your heart in that arenas. Amen? Is it getting warm in here, or is it just me? Must be fire from the pulpit. Hallelujah. You're just feeling some heat. Thank you, Jesus. And I'll close with this here. Psalm 143, verse 9. Lord, to deal with stress. Somebody say, deliver me.
Deliver me.
Oh, Lord, from my enemies.
I flee.
Hide me. Listen, when we go to God, I take it, Lord. I'm going to run and I'm going to hide. Until I appear again. Until my strength is renewed. Because listen, you have to come out of prayer to face a real world and a real society. So I can't have 24-hour prayer time. That'd be great and glorious. But I have to operate too. So in my time, I'm going to run. I'm going to hide. I'm going to be sheltered and serviced. I'm going to be re-strengthened so I can run again. And everything I need is going to come from Him. If I need a tune-up, He'll do that. If He needs to change my tires, He can work it there. If I need an oil change, Lord, what I need is I'm coming to You. How can you lose? David learned it. Teach me, O Lord. He had great examples that were before him. Then, Lord, teach me. If You can overcome, so shall I.
Amen.
Amen. How many want to overcome in here?
Yeah.
I feel this is for the whole church. I'll be honest with you. That we need to say, Lord, I need You. Teach me how to handle this. That I can help somebody else. Notice nowhere in here your pastor is. Nowhere in here your staff is. It's all the Lord. Isn't that where your comfort comes from? No, you might be able to get something from us. And likewise you to me. But I got to go to God.
Amen.
Amen? And I get that strength. And then when I get that strength, then all of a sudden, I can do about this much for somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, it takes a lot to pull the telephone pole out of our own eye.
Yeah.
So we can take the speck out of our brother's.
Amen, brother.
That's about all I'll be able to do. Then let me lift that little bit, but the Lord will lift the rest of it.
Yes, He will.
I mean, I want to be stress-free. I do. I want to walk in that. How many want to be emotionally strong? David faced some great things. Even as a child, he could take on Goliath, which is pretty awesome. Amen? But he had to deal with some situations that were far beyond. He had family members that were killed. The sword never left his family. There's some terrible things he had experienced, some brought on by himself. But Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Church, can we do this? Can we take these biblical examples when we're... No, I'm going to run to Him. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to go to that place. I'm going to hide in Him. Can you lose when you get to that arena? Has this helped anyone today? On Sunday, I'm going to go deeper in this area where David starts to deal with that emotional side that, Lord, I'm torn apart. He's going to have a place where he actually has to choose to do what is right and choose victory. Like all of us, we've had to face sometimes it gets pretty heavy. What do we do? What if you don't know the answer? What do you do? What if your emotions are all whacked out and you don't know what to do anymore? God will still help you. Amen? We're just scratching the surface here. Hopefully you're getting something. Now tonight, if you like snow cone. Lynn has really wanted people to have snow cones, so we have snow cones tonight. They're free. Take six. You're welcome to them. But if you would lift your hands, I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, teach us through Your word that we can deal with stress or distress. That, Lord, we're going to hide under You. Lord, You said You'd give us a sound mind. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, we'll take the biblical steps. That, Lord, we won't run on our own. We won't run in our own strength. but our strength is in you. Lord, that we'll remember, we'll meditate upon your ways. That, Lord, your word will be hidden in our hearts. Lord, that we'll have the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I know most of all, you want us under your shadow. You want us in that safe place. So, Father, we're going there. We're going to be like David. We're going to make haste and get there. I'm getting to God. I'm getting to his help. I'm getting to where my strength is.